I realize why this division is such a joke right now. And it's because it took me a few years because I was big on these early stats. What the hell's going on with Justin Herbert? He has no business being anywhere near the conversation of top five quarterback in the league right now. None. Zero. Like, there are five quarterbacks you should put ahead of him immediately. And the people who are doing that are still just basing it off of the dumb things like, oh, he's got arm talent. Well, kudos. Oh,
and he does, yeah.
I guess, because that will get you so far in your world. He had two really good years to start his NFL career, in which it looked like he was going to be a top five quarterback the entire time in the league. Since then, 25 touchdowns, 10 picks 2 years ago, 20 touchdowns, 7 picks a year ago, average yards per attempt down this year, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception, averaging less than Patrick Mahomes in yards per game, 194. Look, you can blame Graham Roman, but you, at some point you can't keep blaming the people around Justin Herbert, and instead he's got to wear some of it. Because what I heard was Brandon Staley and the offensive coordinator were holding him back.
Yep.
He got a brand new head coach and a brand new offensive coordinator. Wait, now they're holding him back too? Everyone can't be holding the man back. At some point, he's got to bear some responsibility.
Well, it depends on
he's
what
like
you think
fringe
he is.
Top 10 right now. Fringe.
But that's the thing. It depends on what you're going to be. I mean, if you're saying that he has to elevate everybody around him and perform and he's not, well, yeah, that's what it means if you're a top 5, top 8 quarterback in the league. I still think he's a top 12 quarterback in this league. And I will say, right now, looking at the weapons in year one with Harbaugh, I mean, Cody, he's throwing to Ladd McConkey's a rookie. Like, that's his Josh Palmer and Ladd McConkey.
I mean, but they like, don't have it. Mahomes, right?
But that's what I'm saying, Cody. He's in the. Nobody's saying Herbert is Mahomes. Mahomes is the greatest quarterback of all time. We talk about Josh Allen. He's a top 3 quarterback. Lamar, he's a top 5 quarterback. Those guys, yeah, because they're those individuals, they elevate. I don't think Justin Herbert's a top 5 quarterback. So
I guess
I thought he
was for a while.
I think
but
a
I'm
lot
definitely
of people did.
Of that.
Yeah, I don't think it's been a couple years since anybody was trying to make that case. But I still view him as a top 12 quarterback in football. Absolutely.
I just like the more and more I look at him, like, why is this division so out of hand already? 3 games up in the loss column already. Already? The Broncos haven't even had to face the Chiefs yet. You know?
Are you guys still taking Jordan Love behind? Are you still taking Herbert above Jordan Love?
Ooh, that is a much more interesting debate.
It's close, but again, I don't think we're comparing apples to apples at all in terms of it's the second full year as a starter for Jordan Love, and he's got Josh Jacobs. He's also got a way better offensive-minded play caller and Matt LaFleur. His receivers may not be the household names, but I think we would all admit if we're comparing Josh Palmer to anybody, Wicks, Dobbs, or Christian Watson, I would take the Packers receivers.
I think Jordan Love's elevated them, though, to that point because Aaron Rodgers quit on them, essentially, on those same guys.
Well, yeah.
This is a really tough argument because there is no particular way to judge it because, like, I've seen people be like, you know, we used to have this argument with Alex Smith. They'd be like, well, Travis Kelce got better when Alex Smith got here. He's like, well, no, that's just Travis Kelce making Alex better. I'm like, it's both, right? Like, it's got to be both a little bit. But Ladd McConkey was a first-round pick. Quentin Johnson was our second-round pick, right? Quentin Johnson was a first-round pick. It's not like they're talentless receivers. They're just young receivers. And, yeah, he was putting up bigger numbers in the early section. But like anything else in the league, they figured out what you're good at and what you're not good at, and you never made the adjustment. You've just stayed a middle-of-the-road thing. The thing I'll say about Jordan Love is he's getting better. Like, the quarterbacks I tend to, like, believe more in is the ones who – look to be getting better versus look to be staying the same or not showing improvement. And I know someone's going to be like, well, Mahomes' stats. I'm like, come on, man. 2-time Super Bowl champ, 3-time Super Bowl champion back-to-back. Like, we don't have to get into Mahomes. We can just leave him out of this conversation because obviously things are a little bit different in that scenario. But, yeah, I view this division right now, and you had said before the season that you thought they were going to win every game in this division. That looks more and more likely every
day. 6-1 preseason, it was 6-1 for them to sweep the AFC West. I have not seen anything to suggest that.
Did you bet it?
I did. I should not believe that's not possible based on what we've seen, right? Like, there's nothing that has occurred heading into now, what, week 8, week 9 of the season that should make you think if you bet on that preseason that's worse off. Nothing. They've already beat the Chargers on the road and have, I mean, here we are, we're in Vegas, the Raiders.
Broncos on the road, the second hardest one, I guess?
Probably.
Like, I mean, they're at least, I don't know, somewhat salty across the board. Who would you have above him, just out of curiosity? Herbert.
Yeah, so I was about to say, and the text line brought up as well, it's a good point. Just we also have to, with Harbaugh too, even if he gets more weapons, we've all seen how Harbaugh coaches quarterbacks, and whether it's at Michigan or otherwise.
Conservative.
Yeah, the numbers are not going to be as impressive for him. As far as who would I put ahead of him? So we know that I think there's the obvious names: Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Dax in front of them, Jared Goff's in front of them. There's seven, just real quick off
Jared
the top
Goff,
of my
for sure. Like, yeah. That's not somebody I would have thought. Like 2 years ago, you wouldn't have convinced me on that either.
There's seven, just real quick off the top of my head.
Jordan Love, is Matt Stafford
Matthew
better?
Matthew Stafford, when he's healthy, which he is right now. We saw last night how impressive that was. Who am I? Oh, CJ Stroud, sorry.
Sam Darnold's playing better than him right now.
That's where I kind of
six game sample
playing
size.
Better, sure, but there are quarterbacks playing better than Mahomes. I wouldn't rank above him.
Correct.
I think you probably like there's maybe one. Or two there.
Brock Purdy's right around there. I would still have Herbert over Purdy.
Kyler
I really
Murray?
Would.
No,
Kyler.
I mean, we're having a conversation at Kyler, aren't we?
We are.
Kirk Cousins, Kyler, Jordan Love. These are the quarterbacks we're having a conversation around, in my opinion.
These are all guys that are in that 9 to 12 range.
I would say Jordan Love is better than Kyler Murray. I don't even think that's a debate, in my opinion. Again,
I would put Jordan Love above Justin Herbert right now. But like, at least I'm saying you can have a conversation around those names. Love, Herbert, Murray. Like, it's all like we're debating. There's straw man arguments on either side.
Yeah, sure.
And we're kind of debating upside versus this. And look, Greg Roman did kind of neuter Lamar Jackson at times, and he's looked better. He throws the ball more. They throw the ball more without Greg Roman there. But again, everybody can't be the problem, and you're not part of the solution. You can take some handle on that and should take some handle on that, especially as you become more and more established in the league when you're Justin Herbert.